Welcome to another episode of Online Business Platinum Podcast with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. Hey, welcome back from another great weekend. Hope you guys had an awesome, productive, happy, relaxing, fulfilling weekend. Well, if you want to set this week off right, I got two excellent topics to talk to you about today. Number one, how you spend your time and how that directly influences how much wealth and how much satisfaction you have in your life. I'm going to go through a few examples for you. This is something I came up with on the weekend, just understanding where your time goes and the link between time and your thinking, your thoughts, your beliefs, and your activities. And I want to go through some specific examples for you. I think it's going to really help understand the linkage. The second thing we're going to go through are the three major skills, the three contributing factors that contribute the most towards your financial success. We're going to go through those really quickly for you, but I think it's going to be really instructive and it'll help you focus as we get into this sort of, as we come close to finishing the first half of this year. Okay, let's delve into the first topic, how you spend your time and how much that impacts your results. Well, just let me ask you this question. How do you spend your day? Do you understand? Have you ever audited where your time goes in a day? So where are you physically? Where are you? Are you in a home office, a job, an employment office? Do you work at a coffee shop? Do you change your location up? Are you in the same place every day? Where do you spend most of your day, especially your working hours? Where do you spend them? And what are you doing? What types of things are you doing? Are you working for yourself? Are you working for someone else? Are you doing someone else's tasks? Do you find most of what you do meaningful? Right? Those are important things. Who are you with? Are you alone for most of the day? Are you with people that you really don't like to be around? Are you around people that you really do, that you find not just satisfying to be around, but they uplift you and they teach you new things? And how does all that combined make you feel? At the end of the day, do you feel satisfied, fulfilled? Do you feel like you're heading in the right direction? Versus, do you just feel like you put in another day and maybe you're there to collect a paycheck? Maybe it's just another bad day that you get out of the way and hopefully you're hoping that tomorrow is better. Okay, so let me give you a couple of examples of how what you do and how you spend your time every day really does impact your results. So, if you're someone who just kind of passively sits and watches things, you know, whether you're on Twitter or social media, Facebook, or you watch the news, you watch cable news, you know, how do you typically, what do you think you feel like after you do that for a day, right? Most people feel very helpless, hopeless, anxiety, anger, frustration at over what you see, the political discussions or the latest celebrity stuff or the latest gossip or the news that all seems so negative. You can just imagine if you spend most of your day or even, you know, up to 33-44% of your day, if you spend like a third of your day doing that, it can impact everything else you do and make you feel incredibly negative. Okay, well, let's say that you don't do very much of that, but you are into motivational videos and you watch other people and you read inspiring books and you watch inspiring people, you listen to inspiring podcasts. Okay, that's cool. So it makes you feel a whole lot better, right? You're mentally maybe a lot better at the end of the day and you've got a lot more hope and a lot more desire for what you want to do in the future. But after several days of doing that, most people find, hey, you know, if you're not making progress based on what you're listening to, it starts to get old hat and you start to actually build some frustration because you're learning about all the things you could be doing, but ultimately you're not doing, right? So let's now break to maybe you're a part-time social individual, meaning you have a couple of activities outside the week. Maybe you go to the gym. Maybe you play an organized sport one or two nights a week. Maybe you have friends that you get together with that you like to get together with on the weekend, right? So that's even better because now you're opening new experiences, you're opening new people, you're meeting, you know, you're hearing new things, you can bounce your ideas off those people, right? But still, it's a couple of times a week and it hasn't taken over as the majority of your week and of your MOD or method of operation, right? MOO. So that's better, right? You're getting better, but it's still not all the way there. And potentially you're still not really changing where you work, what you do, all that kind of stuff. So let me share an anecdote with you. I've always looked at it, as most people do, I looked at taking vacations as something you do once or twice a year, and you do it to escape, right? You, no matter, you know, whether you enjoy, largely enjoy what you do or not, I always thought of a vacation as, hey, it's a chance to get 7 to 14 days away from whatever it is that I do, change locations, maybe be inspired, meet some new people, but mostly just get away and escape. Escape was kind of the theme, right? And if that's you, let me share something that came, I come up with recently after reading a lot of people's experience being digital nomads. And this happened through the COVID epidemic, actually, was, you know, a lot of people decided to just leave and rent Airbnbs and work out of there and start to move around different parts of the world and see new things and experience new things as they worked. And it struck me, you know, all these years, why haven't I taken that approach? And then it also struck me as, and I've known this for a number of years, and I don't know if you share the same thing, but when I go away on vacation, I actually get more creative and more productive. I can do more in an hour when I'm on vacation, sitting in at a lake or in front of an ocean or in an inspirational place. I can actually get more done and do different types of things and be more charismatic and feel better about myself than I could anywhere else. So I started to think, well, maybe I've been looking at this whole thing entirely wrong. Maybe what I need to do is take a lot more vacations, but turn them into workations, what I call workations, which is a combination of working and vacations. And why would you do that? Well, it's actually, if you think about it, it's an investment and a relatively small one at that. If you think about having to spend tens of thousands to train yourself, well, this is, you know, go and spend $5,000 on a trip to change your location and become more creative, become more interesting, because you've got new content, new pictures, new images, new videos you can share with people to help people understand that, hey, there's different things out there. And you can come up with, you know, copywriters frequently do this, is they change their experiences to be able to have more angles to write sales copy and ads from. So long story short, I started doing this almost 2 years ago now. And now what I do is I take at least 7 days every quarter. So that's four times a year. I'll take a vacation or a workation, and it's done to inspire me and to create energy. And I don't escape work. I embrace work on these, and I make sure it's a balance, right? I want to be able to explore the area. I want to get inspired by the area. And even if I do that 80% of the time, and then I work 20% of the time, that's kind of the balance. But that 20% of the time that I work is like 150% more productive, more energetic, more charismatic, and more interesting to my audience. So I share with my audience on social media, my email list, my blog, everything else, my experiences, and people engage because you're doing something different. And right, so I urge you to think about how you're spending your time, where you're spending it, who you're spending it with, and think about, don't think about getting a change of location or a change of perspective as an escape. Think of it as an investment in yourself to be able to make yourself more productive and more engaging to your audience, right? It's an incredible mind flip, and it leads to a much different lifestyle, by the way, a much happier lifestyle. And it allows you to bring your lifestyle into the business, which is really the trend these days. And it gives you more content. People are always searching for, you know, what do I share with my audience? It's interesting that will maintain their interest. Well, this is one thing, right? It's being able to share new experiences with them. You know, writing theoretical stuff misses the mark these days. There's far too much content out there. But when you share actual experiences, that's what people want to see, because there's so many people just sitting behind a screen and they want to be inspired and they want to be given the hope and they want to be, they want to look at new experiences. And that's what makes it so powerful and so interesting. And it keeps you fresh. You gain energy on these trips. You don't lose energy. You regain all the passion and the humor and the charisma and the confidence when you go away on one of these trips. And so, in fact, I'm going to move from more than just once a quarter. I'm going to start doing two of these a quarter. And then, you know, eventually, I'm not the type of person, I don't think that we'll do it every single week, but I certainly want to do it more than I'm doing now. And the results are incredible. My traffic is way up. My sales are way up. My engagement is way up on every platform because of this. So I urge you to give it a try. Okay, let me get on to the second point. I don't want to keep you too long. Three key skills that you use to dominate your finances, right? And I wrote a Twitter post on this today because again, this was from coaching a particular student who wanted to understand, okay, it's very busy out there. He wanted to know, where can I put my focus to really make the second half of 2023 so much different than all the other years he's had? And I covered these three elements that you need to succeed financially. And most people, by the way, are missing at least two of these, if not all three. Okay, number one, you need a belief that you can and that you will. So a lot of people just lack the fundamental belief that they can even do it, right? They have the hope, they might have the enthusiasm, they might have the desire, they might have a dream, but they don't really, when it comes right down to it, they don't believe they can do it. And so you've got to find a way to cultivate that belief in yourself. That's, you can do that by studying other people. You can do that by taking small steps and seeing that, you know, step one and step two will lead to step four, five, six, seven, right? Just a getting started, in other words, but getting started small and building off those confidence builder accomplishments. You can do it by studying people and having a mentor, having a coach. You know, we help people over at 30dayproductprofit.com. We help them with all aspects of building their online business. The first couple of weeks is actually spent a lot on cultivating your mindset and the right, having the right mindset and thought pattern and understanding of yourself to be able to build a business. Because honestly, that is one of the biggest blockers, and you need to have that in place. You will not succeed without that. So belief in yourself that you can and that you will accomplish what you're trying to set out to do, even if you don't have all the answers or the complete path figured out yet. Number two is the knowledge and skill on how it's done. So this is really, this is income generation and investment understanding. So what do you need to do to generate more income? And that's everything from side hustles to improving your own personal branding in your career, to setting out on your own solopreneur journey, or to scale a solopreneurship to a scalable business. All of those things, we help you over at 30dayproductprofit.com by outlining the different business models online. How is money actually made, and which one of those matches best to what you want to do? And where is the real money made, by the way? There's a lot of fly-by-night stuff where you can make a few bucks, but you know, if you really want to build an enterprise, you want to build something that is more valuable in 6 months than it is today, and then more valuable again in a year, and in 2 years, and 3 years, and eventually offers you a way to exit that industry and sell your business, that's what we focus on over at 30dayproductprofit.com. So understanding how money is made, and then how do you invest it? When you do make it, what do you invest it back in? Do you invest it in yourself? Do you invest it in stocks? Do you invest it in real estate? Do you invest it in other businesses? Do you invest it back in your business? And if so, how and where do you put it? All of that we cover over at online product profit, 30dayproductprofit.com. And so you have to understand, that's the second skill to financial freedom. The third skill is self-awareness and personal growth. So when you have the belief and you have the knowledge of how to do it, you also have to understand, okay, what are your limitations? What are your strengths and limitations? So many people are out there and they do know this deep down. They know their strengths and limitations, but they feel they have to follow a certain path because someone else did. And yet it's not the path for them because they don't, that isn't their playing to their strengths. You want to play to your strengths so you play to the best possible potential that you have. And by the way, if you play to your strengths, it gives you confidence. It gives you a head start. It gives you a leap. It gives you a head start over your market, over everyone else. And so understanding what your strengths and weaknesses are and doubling down on your strengths and then filling in for your weaknesses. I don't spend any time trying to correct my weaknesses. What I do is I recognize them and I understand the implications of them. And then I try and bring other people, whether it's freelancers or coaches or mentors or employees, contractors, I bring them in to fill in the gaps where I'm not great. Because honestly, I'm not great because I don't have an interest there. And I don't, it's not going to be something I can stick to. I'm much better doubling down on what I'm great at and focusing on that, but not ignoring my weaknesses, than I am in trying to fix. Some people fix and spend their whole entire life playing to their weaknesses. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, so I hope that's useful. Leave us a comment over at the blog over at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. That's where we will come up with periodic blogs on topics just like we're covering here in the podcast. You can also go up there and see past issues of our podcast. Tons of information. And we only give you, by the way, what is happening today in our businesses based on real world running of businesses. We're not theory. We're not giving you stuff based on hearsay. This is what we have learned each and every week as we're in the trenches running our business. Okay, so I hope you found this useful. We'll be at the same spot in a couple of days. Bye-bye for now. Have a great week.